breath, but the power of God. Amen. He breathed on them in John chapter 20. He said he breathed on them, receive you the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sent them out, thank God, to do the work. Amen. The breath of God, that's what it means. He said, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That was God breathed on that. This inspired word of God. Amen. I believe every bit it's inspired. I really believe it. I believe all scriptures. Yeah, I know that's in when he said that. It was an Old Testament text. Amen. What he was saying, that's the scripture they had at the time. Brethren, listen, every bit of this is inspired of God. Old and new, praise God. Amen. I'm glad I'm in the new, ain't you? Amen. Amen. Thank God I'm a New Testament Christian, praise God. Amen. It's grace through faith. Amen. I'm believing, thank God, in what he did. They was believing in the promise ahead. The Old Testament saints were believing in Christ, who was promised to come as the Messiah and one to give him life. Isaiah 53. Amen. That man was reading in Acts chapter number 8. He did have a portion of scripture. He was reading. He had been to worship, praise God, but he was reading the Bible, the scripture, the word of God. Philip got up there with him and preached Jesus to him, and he got saved. Amen. That's right. The word of faith. Amen. He preached. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Amen. Good to see Brother Shank tonight. Amen. Had a opportunity to be with us. He's going to come preach tonight. You give him attention, get behind to preach the word of God. Remember Brother Hobson in praise preaching revival, and a member, Miss Linda, she's got that colon thing tomorrow. Pray for her and other requests we made known this morning. So you remember these things in prayer. Amen. Appreciate Brother Shank. Appreciate his brotherhood and the Christ Jesus and the friendship. Amen. Appreciate him doing the work down there in that church. Appreciate God's faithfulness. Amen. You pray God help you.
Amen. Good to be here tonight. If you have your Bible, turn to Psalms 113. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Amen. The Lord spoke to my heart the other night on this chapter here in Psalms. I mean, there's a lot in Psalms, and you get to reading, but there's a lot about praising the Lord in Psalms. And that's where we got a lot of problems. Because you don't praise the Lord.
Right.
I mean, we should live a life that it's a life of all possibility. The Lord should be able to do anything through you because you're yielded to him. And when you're not yielded to him, you're yielded to the devil.
Yeah.
So therefore, we need to stay yielded to the Lord Jesus Christ. In Psalms 113, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is nigh above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth.
Yes.
He rises up the poor, raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill,
yeah,
that he may set him with princes, and even with the prince of his people.
Yes.
He maketh the barren women to keep house and to be a joyful mother of the children.
Yes.
Praise ye the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
God, I want to praise you tonight.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, God, for all that you've done,
yes, yes,
for the goodness and the mercy.
God, yes.
And God, if it wasn't for the mercies of God,
yes,
and that grace, I'd be in hell.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for letting us be here.
God, yes.
I pray, God, just speak to our hearts tonight.
Yes.
Help those that's in the hospital, Miss Camille. I pray you to help her. Miss Linda, if that where she's going to have that procedure done. And God, there's others, Lord, I can't recall everybody. Help my people at my church, Lord. I pray you lead, guide, and direct in Jesus' name. Amen. When I got saved, there was this preacher, his name is Rudolph Lemons. And he wouldn't say hallelujah. He'd say hallelujah. And so he'd get to shout and he'd say, well, hallelujah. And, you know, it's a crying shame. There's a lot of people who won't say hallelujah.
Right.
I mean, they think, you know, you're Pentecostal or something,
oh, yeah,
if you do. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you tonight, when I get through, the Bible tells you in this chapter right here, what does he say? He says, praise ye the Lord. I mean, where's the praise at? I mean, the Bible spends a great deal of time admonishing and trying to get the people of God to praise the Lord. He says from night to day, I mean, praise the Lord, just give Him praise. I mean, you go through life, and in what kind of testimony you have is when people looks at you and they see you and they're lost, and they see you and they say, well, I don't want what they got. They all the time sad. Look at, they all the time depressed. Why are you depressed? I tell you why you get depressed and why you don't feel like coming to church. Cause you let the devil drive a wedge inside between your joy and your happiness, and you don't have that joy that praise the Lord anymore. The devil gets away in there and keeps you out of the house of God. And if you don't come one time, then you won't come the next time. Then you won't come the next. You keep on. The next thing you know, you're missing all the time. I know. How do I know this? Because I know this from experience. I mean, the devil fights on me and does me just like he does you. But I'm telling you, we need to praise the Lord. If you're praising the Lord, the devil can't be on your back. I mean, when you're giving God the praise and the glory for everything He's done, if you just get to thinking what God has done for you today, did you eat today? Did you get up and go have to walk to church? Did you put shoes on? I had to get, my biggest trouble with putting the suit on was trying to pick out the one I want. God's blessed me with about 15 suits, preacher. Got them hanging up. I don't have that many shirts, but I got the suits. Wear a white one all the time. There don't nobody know the difference. So, but God has blessed me and praise you. There's nothing to be down and out and discouraged about. I mean, He's coming. If you're saved and born again, He's coming back and He's coming soon. And you ought to praise the Lord and live a life to where you got praise on your heart and your lips. And every time somebody sees you, they say, boy, they're so happy. I mean, I'm afraid they couldn't say that about me all the time. I mean, I'm preaching this to myself too. I need to praise the Lord because He says it here. If you'll read this, He says five times there. He says, praise ye the Lord. It's a repetition of praise. But He says it five times, praise, praise, praise. And then He says the word Lord seven times. So who are you going to praise? The Lord. There's no problem with that. I know to praise the Lord. I don't have to praise nobody else. I don't praise some God. There is no other gods except Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty. And I'm glad He's my Father. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Son of Jesus. I'm glad He's my adversary. Thank God I'm glad I've been born into the family of God. When you get saved and born again, it'll make a difference in your life. And it changes your life, and your heart's not the same. You don't have the thoughts that you had, that you used to have. I mean, the devil can get a wedge in there, but I'm talking about spiritually. In your soul, you want to go to church. I mean, when I got saved, I had all this different kind of music, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and all that. I don't know nothing about this. Younger, older people and younger ones on here. But I'm telling you what, but I'm telling you, I got rid of all that stuff. Didn't want it no more. I got rid of it. I got rid of my TV one time, and everybody's making a big deal. Preacher remembers when they'd done all that stuff, and they'd go out there and shoot their TV and make a deal over and everything. I just sold mine. But then I got sick. I had to have a back operation. I had to have my back operated. I was going to be out of work a year, and I don't know, I let the devil get in there. I went and bought me another TV. I wasn't going to be there for a year sitting in that happy out of work all that time. And what was I going to do? Just tell the truth about it now. I mean, I got to have a TV there. But you got to watch that TV. I mean, just like everything else. But I tell you what, praise ye the Lord. I mean, when you're down and you're out, praise the Lord. When you're in church and you're sad, praise the Lord. When you're at home and you're working and you're tired, praise the Lord. When you praise the Lord, He'll lift you up and pick you up and help you make it through another day. I'm glad when the devil gets on my back, all I got to do is think about Jesus, what He did on the cross of Calvary, what He went through, and how He still was praising God. Amen. I tell you what, the emphasis is on praising the Lord is significant. I mean, he says praise the Lord. The meaning of praise is the act of approval or admiration. I mean, you want to admire and give him the praise him, give him the glory and the honor that he deserves. Where would you be if it wasn't for Jesus? I mean, I'd be dead and in hell. I mean, I'm telling you what. I mean, I've come there close to death of quite a couple times. I mean, I cut a telephone pole in a tree in half one night in my GTO I had, and I could have got killed that night, but God spared me. I was lost. I'd have went to hell. But God knowed then what he was going to do with me. I'm glad the foreknowledge of God. I didn't know that I'd be preaching the word of God. I was 18, but God took and all that happened, different things happened, and God saved my soul. And for 46 years now, I've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank God, that's right.
Thank God, I'm glad I've been born again. And you know what? It's not temporary. It's forever. It's not a one day off and one day home. It's all the time. They told me one time when I worked in the Mechanic Mills down there, they told me to leave my religion at the door. How could I leave my religion when I didn't have religion? It wasn't a coat that I could take on and hang off. I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm the temple of God, and he is with me everywhere I go. I can't leave him outside. I can't leave him at home. I got to take him with me everywhere. Where I am, that's where he is. So where I go, I have to be sure that I don't want to be there when the Lord comes back. I mean, you know, go somewhere and you think, well, man, I'd hate to be here in this mess, you know, if the Lord would come back. I don't want to be nowhere like that. I want to be in the presence of God, be in the house of God, around the things of God. I tell you what, you need to praise the Lord and say hallelujah, as like he says.
Amen.
I mean, give God the glory. Hey, why much better would you feel if you just cut loose one time and praise God? You sit there sad-faced and your lips all pooched out. Just praise God and give him the glory and let it go. You'd feel so much better. I remember the first time I praised the Lord, preacher, I said at Victory Baptist Church, and boy, I got to praising God. Boy, that felt good. I mean, it just felt good to praise God. You got it inside of you, and you said, oh, praise God, inside of you. Just let it go. Open your mouth and praise God. Praise ye the Lord. Let him say so. I mean, if you don't say so, you want a rock to cry out for you?
Right.
Oh, man, I want God to know. I want to praise the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is my Savior. He's the Lamb of God that died on the cross that was laid as a sacrifice for me. And he did it just for me. But I'll tell you what, praise the name of the Lord. It's the Lord's name that we're praising. We're not praising nobody else's name. I'm not praising some fat belly rascal on a statue or in some way. All these gods as this world has, I'm telling you what, my God is God all from heaven, from the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's always been here, and the Son has been with him, and the Holy Ghost, thank God, I'm glad he said he wouldn't leave us comfortless. He left the Holy Ghost to be with us. Where I go, the Holy Ghost is with me. Amen. That voice speaks. I got a friend of mine. He's a good friend of mine. He's saved and lives for the Lord. And he tells me all the time, we'd be working on, he works on lawnmowers. And he'll say, something just tells me this is what's it. Something just tells me. I thought myself, yeah, the Lord telling me that's what it is. But I tell you what, God just, you ever been there? Something just telling you, hey, this ain't right. Hey, you should do this. You should do that. I tell you what, God will speak to you and talk to you and giving an offering or something. If you'll listen to God, God will tell you what to put in. God will tell you what to do. But we don't listen to God. I tell you, if you won't praise the Lord, you sure ain't going to listen to him on other things. How much easier is it to praise the Lord and give him the glory than to fight against him? Paul said it. Jesus told him, he said it's hard to kick against the pricks. Talk about him fighting against Jesus Christ. He was out killing Christians and everything else. But when Jesus come in his life, he was praising God then. He was doing the praise. He wasn't running around criticizing. He was doing the praise. And that's what we need to do. Praise ye the Lord. I mean, because the Lord is good. And old Moses, when he was over there in Exodus, and the Lord come out in a cloud and told him he couldn't see, let him see that he would die. You know, he thought if he seen God, he would die. But then one day the Lord come down, and about this time, I don't know if it was this time or not of the year. I don't think nobody knows the exact date, but they say around Christmas that baby Jesus was born. He come down to the earth, and he come down just for one reason. He might do the will of God and die on that cross and save our soul. And I'm telling you what, that's something to praise the Lord about. But yet, Christmas will come and go, and we won't praise the Lord. You won't lift a hand to God. I mean, little kids go in there, and they'll think more of the Christmas. I never told mine about Christmas tree. I mean, about saying all, you do what you want. That's your business. But I'm telling you what, I told them God gave. What they had was given to them by God. God had supplied that money, that need. They wouldn't have got it. But it's through the hand of God.
Amen.
And that's giving God to pray. Then them little kids in his church. I mean, and I don't have no little ones down at my church. But if they some get there, I want them to see the saints of God praising the Lord. What they going to do when they grow up in this wicked world and they don't even see you praise God? You sit around and don't give God no glory. You don't give him no honor. You don't praise the Lord.
That's right.
Them little kids, they say, they look at you, and they say, if you would shout, they'd probably pass out.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, praise ye the Lord. I should praise him. I should praise him all the time. I mean, I had that heart attack 18 years ago. Four bypasses. I'm telling you, I could have died that night. But the Lord wasn't ready for me to go. He let me stay around a while longer and I'd enjoy his blessings and I could give him praise and give him glory. And I thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Every day you get up is a blessing of God. When you take a breath, it's a blessing of God because you could be on your way out. You don't know from one minute to the next. You don't know what the will of God is for your life. That's why we need to praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. Give him glory and honor. That the Lord, you might be have a listening ear. I preached this morning, all things are possible with the Lord.
Yes,
all things are possible. You say, well, I want this. Yeah, you want a lot. I want a lot of stuff. That's my biggest problem. I always want stuff. But when God gives me something, God gives it. He makes a way for it and gives it to you. And you get a new car or whatever. You don't have no problems paying for it because God did it.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Yes, praise him.
I mean, this time in this chapter here, I'm telling you, this chapter is good. It puts the emphasis here on who to praise the Lord, the name of the Lord. Why? Because the Lord is high above all nations. He's high above all. He's up in the glory above the heavens. He's above the heavens. I'm telling you what, he's looking down and watching you, and he's desiring you to praise the Lord, to give him praise. But yet, we sit down with our mouths shut, and we don't say nothing. In Luke 2, 13 and 14, it says, and suddenly here was with the angels, there's with the angels a multitude. This is when Jesus was born, and the angels is out there, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God. I mean, there was more than one angel. There's a multitude. They was praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and earth and peace on earth, peace and goodwill toward men.
That's right.
Everywhere you read in the Bible, you see it's talk about praising the Lord. If it's so significant, it's, to me, you are to praise the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, give him praise.
That's right.
Somebody's life might depend on it.
Right.
Somebody might depend on it because to see you in their life is they're not right with God, and they got need something in their heart. And by you praising God and giving, lifting up the name of the Lord and telling somebody what God has done for you. I mean, when God blesses you, I mean, the little things, if you just tell what God does for you, other people get blessings off that. I bet, but when you sit there and you never praise God, you never tell what God's done for you, the old devil, he's just driving that wedge in there. And he'll get you so down and discouraged and out. I don't care how much Prozac you take, it ain't going to help you. I mean, I take 60 milligrams a day, so I know what I'm talking about there. But I'm telling you what, Jesus can help me. Jesus helps me through this life. And I'm glad through the blood of Jesus Christ. When I look back, I don't have to worry about, am I going to go to hell when I lay my head down? If I die, what's going to happen tonight? I know what's going to happen. If this book isn't true, then I won't know nothing. But this book is the true word of God. It says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And I'm telling you, I put my faith and my trust in the word of God, the King James Bible. And I stand on that. And I tell you, like I told my church this morning, you get up there and if this ain't the word of God, well, what's God going to judge you out of all them? What is it? Hundreds of the Bibles. Which one's he going to use? I didn't read them, so how am I going to know? I don't know what the words, but I have read this. And this is the word of God. He gives you the word. He ain't expecting something else out of you. This is the Bible, the word of God. But praise the Lord. You know, the Lord's person of Jesus Christ, who come back and died on the cross of Calvary. That person was a real person. He suffered on the cross. And he told that thief, as they talked about, well, he told that thief, he said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He didn't say, well, we need to get down and baptize you. You need to do this, do that. He said, today thou will be with me. And he died and went to heaven with Jesus Christ. So you can get baptized to the tadpoles, know your social security number, and that's not going to help you one bit. But you get saved. You get covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And it washes all my sins away. I mean, there's nothing to be remembered against. When somebody brings your sins up against you, it ain't nothing but the devil. Jesus Christ does not bring your sins up against you. He didn't bring your past. My past is gone. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God. I mean, that's the mercy and the grace of God. Hallelujah, boy. I tell you what, I got a list of the devil, according to the devil, a mile long. But I tell you what, in Jesus, there ain't nothing. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm glad they've been wiped away. They've been washed away. They've vanished. They're gone. Never to be remembered again.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah, boy. Whew, Lord, I tell you what. I'm glad. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I'm glad Jesus saved me. I'm glad he said, praise ye the Lord. And I say, hallelujah, glory, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. I'm glad I'm saved by the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, there's no but God's above our God, our Lord Jesus Christ. There's none other like him. There's none. He's a unique God. He's the only one like him. There's no other like him. I'm glad I can cry out and he's there. I'm glad he created me. He created me in his image. Hallelujah, preacher. I'm glad today that Jesus Christ saved me. My life changed and he made me a new creature. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you what, do I sin? Yeah, I sin. This flesh does. But I tell you what, thank God, God forgives me of everything I've done and everything I'm going to do.
That's right.
I'm glad my name's written down in the book of life. And God doesn't have a big eraser. The Free Will Baptists say you're saved one minute, you're not the next. No. Hey, God doesn't have no big eraser erasing on the page where he puts your name. Hallelujah. He don't use no white out. My God, it'd be an inch thick on mine. I'm telling you, there'd be a hole rubbed through it. But no, thank God. I'm glad, praise the Lord. He forgive me and put my name there just like he died once and for all. He put my name down one time. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad I'm saved by the blood of the crucified one. Amen. I tell you what, it's good. It's been good tonight. I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the Lord's work. The Lord's work, if you listen to the Lord's work and his deliverance. And it says in verse 7 and 8, it says, he rises above the poor. He rises up the poor out of the dust and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill. Yes, that he may set him with princes, even with the prince of his people. I mean, he took me and raised me up. I mean, I wasn't nothing but a dead man. Right. You're dead in trespasses and sin. And God raised me up and put royal blood. Hallelujah. I'm a child of the King. I've been adopted in the family. He couldn't kick me out if he wanted to because I've been a blood God. But him, he bought me with his blood.
That's it.
Thank God.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad I've been washed in that blood, cleansed in that blood. I don't get up in the morning and say, wonder if I'm still washed. Hey, preacher, I know I've been washed.
Amen.
I mean, when you was a kid, you go, well, your mama got through washing you.
Yes,
you've been washed.
Amen.
And I tell you what, all the dirt and stuff's out of your ears. God took it all away.
Amen.
Took it all away.
That's right.
So I'm glad tonight that the Lord's deliverance is forever. And once he does it, he raised the poor up. He raised them out of dust, took them out of the dunghill. You know what a dunghill is? And I'm telling you, he took me out of that, set me with princes. He put me in the Lord's blessings. He blesses me every day. What would you do if it wasn't for the blessings of God? What would you do if God hadn't blessed you? I mean, when I had that heart attack, I wasn't ready. I was ready to go, but I didn't want to leave my family. I want to see my grandbabies be born and to see what I was going to have. I mean, I didn't have but two or three. But thank God I got nine now. And they all growed up. And I tell you what, I thank God for the blessings.
Amen.
I tell you, if the Lord were to measure us in his worth, and he doesn't measure us what we were. He measures us by his worth. I'm not worth nothing. I'm nothing, but God is everything.
Yes.
He's based upon your way of life. If he weighed you upon that or measured you that, where would your level of praise be? You ought to have a level of praise. God been so good to you, and God's blessed you with a good family, and you ought to be shouting the roof off.
Amen.
You ought to be praising God. Give him the glory. Because if you don't, then the devil sure ain't. So what you going to do? They're shouting in heaven, and they're screaming in hell.
Right.
So what are you going to do?
Right.
I'm going to shout.
Amen.
I'm going to shout. I mean, there's a chance. Actually, the Lord is not dependent upon your praise in order to exist in his exalted place. He's not dependent upon your praise. I mean, there's angels praising him and glorifying him all the time around the throne of God. I was reading over there where it's talking about the water coming out of the river of life, coming out of the throne of God, and the trees of life on each side.
Right.
I tell you what, we don't know the beginning of what's going to take place when we get there. You can't imagine, you can't fathom how it's going to be. We can read and read, but you can't fathom how it's going to be. That pops in my mind. See, old brother Robert, he all the time tell me, I'll meet you up there, we'll race down the street of gold. Hallelujah, I tell you what, I'm looking to be up there to see him because I know he's there, and thank God I know I'm going there.
Amen.
Amen? How about you? Do you know?
Yes,
do you know? I mean, it pays to know. Will you praise him today, or are you going to wait and not praise him? You know, when you're laying in the bed and you all swiveled up and you're laying there and you can't breathe and you're on your last breath, you won't be doing much praising God when you don't know what's going on. I mean, if you're still in it, and you might be praising the Lord, but most people, when they pass away that I've seen, they don't know what's going on at their last breaths. But I tell you, I wrecked a motorcycle one time. I went around a curve, and I didn't lean enough, and I jumped a ditch, missed the mailbox, six strands of barbed wire coming at me, and I threw that bike down on a double cement driveway, and I slid all the way across that driveway. And then this guy come out of his house, and I was out there shouting at his... I was shouting, praising God for not killing me. And that guy said, yeah, me too, me too. But thank God, I'm glad I had God on my side. I know whose side I'm on. Thank God, I know what the end of the book says. I know what Revelation says. I read it from one end to the other. I know what happens at the end. And thank God, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be going to heaven. I tell you, are you going to be with me? Amen. Thank God. Thank you, preacher. I appreciate you having me here.
God, good question. 113 says, the first of it says, praise ye the Lord. The last of it says, praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. If you're breathing, you to do what he said. And I'm to do what he said. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I wish I'd have wrote down that definition from the Strong's Concordance on praise. Read it sometime. There's to make boast, that's what it says, of much of Christ. It said to make a show, thank God. When David come back with the Ark of Covenant, he was dancing out there before it. Amen. He was stripping off, brother. You know why? In humility and thanksgiving to God and praising God. You know what his wife did? She despised him. That's Micah despised him. It was Saul's daughter, and God shut her womb up. You know why the church's womb? You know why people tonight? That Psalm 78 says that they might see the praises of God. Your children, the grandchildren ought to see the adults make praise to God. Praise God. Amen. That's what he said. Psalm 78 says it. Acts 2 says, praising God, having faith all the people. The Lord added to the church. What upon praising God? Amen. And having faith all the people. The Lord added to the church. David said, should be saved. Why? And there are no more births. Because there's no praise going on down the house of God. I thought about the prayer. There he said, thank God he made the barren woman right there to rejoice. And gave children, brethren. Listen, it's just something about it. God then happens to praise of his children, but there's not much said in the house of God if we can't praise them here. I'm telling you, thank God we praise him. We ought to praise him everywhere. But why could we not praise him in the house of God? Have mercy on us. God, have mercy. Think people's got lockjaw.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God, take a tetanus shot. Amen. Amen. Thank God. We ought to be able to praise him. It's from the heart. Amen. From the heart, brother. Thank God. Amen. I don't believe in religious cheerleading, but I'm telling you what, there is a spiritual praise that God puts in a man's heart. Amen. Praise unto God. Amen. Even praise unto our God. Did not Psalm 40 say, he talked about that. He said, many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. He said, put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And many shall not hear it, but see it. That's what it says. God have mercy. Amen, son. Thank God, I'm telling you what, I put praise on my lips and I make boast in my Lord and say how good he is and how good he's been to me. Amen. Brother, we could have a meeting if we'd just get there. I said we could have a meeting if we'd just pray for the authority of the land. If everybody get the attitude of heart, we're going to pray for all men, pray and believe God to help people and just get the attitude of prayer and get the attitude of praise in the house of God. You wouldn't need a lot of preaching. You've not heard enough, praise God. Amen, that's right. Ain't no need to keep telling you the same thing. Amen, it is safe for you, but I'm telling you what, thank God you... Amen, there's been enough preaching. Amen, that's right. We'll give you some more, but I'm telling you what, if you put to practice what's been preaching, I put to practice what's been preached, and get to praying and praising God, they'll see a manifestation of God. Amen, read about them old revivals. Friend, where'd it come from? It come from prayer. Amen, there was a people that got a burden to pray. and believed God and praised God. They just went to the meeting house and they praised God. Whatever the Holy Ghost told them, that's what they done. The reason we don't know that, because ain't many people want to listen and obey them because they're not sensitive enough. And when they are, the Holy Ghost touches a man's heart and they don't do what he says and grieves him and quenches the workings of God in the church. It ought not be like it. It ought to be, thank God, every once in a while, it ought to be a stirring. Like he said, thank God, I'm not just saying just take off and do it, but it wouldn't bother me. Amen. The Spirit of God got in it. Brother, listen, that Jack Daniels come here and he was saved man. He got up and rejoiced and praised God. Amen. And brother, and I remember one night here in this meeting house, amen, he got down here and laid down. Amen. He grabbed my feet. He said, I want to, ain't God beautiful, all the feet of them preached the gospel. And he laid down on the altar and said, I'd like to sleep in this tonight. Amen. I remember being back to Bethel camp meet years ago when I went and after I got saved. And them old women was shouting and praising God. It got in me. I mean, it was a blessing. I remember old Jack and Elmo got to shouting a victory down there. And old Greg Grant was sitting beside me. And there what he said. He said, look at that fellow over there shouting. He said, I don't know if God's in that or not. That's what he said. It was about 5 minutes later. And he looked over and grinned. He said, I think God's about to get in it. Amen. And God got in that thing. They shouted out. Nobody didn't preach that night. Amen. Listen, God don't need me to preach to do what he wants to. He does choose preaching. But God sometimes might not even want a man to preach. Just come to meet with God. Pray. Worship. Praise him. We're missing that today. Amen. We're going through too many emotions and all this stuff. And brother, I don't think you... Listen, God don't need me. I need God. And you need God tonight. It ain't God needs me. God was making it before there ever was us. Amen. He just loved us. Thank God created man. To have fellowship with him, amen. We ought to praise him tonight. Appreciate the good message, amen. Thanks be unto God for the message, amen. I appreciate it. I like it. It stirs my heart, amen. Makes me want to do what's preached. Praise God. That should be in every child of God. When they hear that word of God, they want to do what's been preached, amen. He don't want to be a forgetful hearer. Amen. He don't want to look in the mirror, thank God, look at everything. He walked away and said, well, I don't remember what I say. That's what he said. He behold himself in the glass and walked away. He said he don't even remember what he sees. He said that's like a man hears the word of God and don't remember nothing that was said. Right. Amen. God have mercy on us. Let us stand tonight. I appreciate you being here. Amen. I sure ain't trying to add to the message. Just a little stirring in my heart. I want to say what...